Freshers Week can be a daunting time for most students, but don't worry because your N are here to help. Here's our guide to
halls. Moving into halls can be daunting for anyone. For a lot of people, it will be the first time that they have ever been away from home for an extended period of time, and I don't think there's a single person that won't miss their mum's cooking when they're faced with either hall food or the prospects of putting together their first student budget spag bowl.
Whether you're moving into catered halls like Matt did or a self-catered like me, it's a very different experience for having all those home comforts within your arm's reach. We're going to try and make this experience a little bit easier for you by telling you a few things that you'll want to know about university halls.
There are 12 catered halls on University Park campus and two more on Jubilee. These are the halls where two meals a day, breakfast and dinner, are provided by the kitchens. You eat in a communal room alongside others in your hall, and it's a great place to meet people, especially in the first few weeks of uni when no one really knows anyone. Mealtimes are set every day at 7:30 till 9 for breakfast and 5:30 to 7 for dinner on weekdays, and 11 till 12:30 for brunch on weekends. Respect to anyone who makes breakfast on a regular basis.
If you've chosen the self-catered option, then you'll be in one of the 8 accommodations spread various distances away from the main campus. One of the benefits of being self-catered, unlike catered, is that you get to choose when you eat your meals. If you miss breakfast, then no problem, because you can just have your churros at midday. Budgeting is an important part of self-catered, as you unfortunately can't be buying caviar for your toast and champagne for your pre-drinks. You have to be smart about your money if you want to eat for the rest of the year. If you're coming in with no idea of how to make beans on toast, then self-catered can be a great way to begin to learn that invaluable skill of cooking.
For the all-important middle meal of the day, there is plenty of choice on campus for places to eat. Students in catered halls receive a meal card with a set amount on it every day, which can be used in any of the hall bars around campus or in the various food outlets in the Portland building. There is a good variety on University Park, ranging from the addictive Chicken Joe's in Portland to the Derby Hall American-style burger bar. There's something for everyone. Plus, if you don't spend your entire meal card allowance, you can stock up on cookies at the end of the day.
The four Uni Park hall bars in Derby, Lenton and Wortley, Hugh Stewart and Willoughby are a great place to have a casual drink at the end of a long, hard day of studying and to meet people in your hall. Alternatively, if you're not feeling like cool food one evening, you can get food and have a drink in the Uni Park main bar Mooch in the Portland building. It's cheaper than drinking out in town, and why would you want to go far for such a cheap pub right on your doorstep? We spoke to former Riley Park JCL president Joe Palmer to hear his views on moving into halls. What would you say is the best thing about being in halls?
I think the best thing about being in halls is you've just got hundreds, thousands of people around you, all with different experiences and all kind of excited to get involved with uni. So it's a really good opportunity to meet different people and to just like expand your horizons in terms of the type of people you know, because when you're at school, you're likely to stay in your friendship group. But when you're at uni, there's just such a variety of different people out there to meet. And I think that's really exciting.
Do you have any advice for freshers moving into halls?
I think my biggest piece of advice, and freshers will hear this from a lot of people, is to just get involved, try something new, join some societies or a sport, and just to make sure that you make the most of your first year, because as you get further through uni, it's harder to get involved with new stuff. So really just jump in and make sure you get involved with something that you've never tried before.
What is your favourite memory of halls?
I think my favourite memory is just one of the first nights out I had with my flat, just because I think I got really drunk and I was just around these people that I'd never met, and I was just like, what am I doing here? But that's kind of the memory you look back on when you get a bit older and you settle into uni, because now coming back, it's very comfortable, but I remember my first few days just being like, where am I?
So you already know which hall you'll be in for your first year of life here at the University of Nottingham. Hopefully you know now a little bit more about what to expect when you get here and how to cope with the big step of moving away from home. Living in halls is a rite of passage for all students, and you'll be sure to have an amazing time.
Like what you heard, URN has a wide range of shows on offer in music, entertainment, sport, news and drama for anyone to gain valuable experience in radio and journalism.
Visit urn1350.net, find us at the Freshers Fair on the 26th or 27th of September, or join us in the Portland Atrium on the 4th of October to find out more.
This is URN.